Sports programs have traditionally served as a way to get more low-income students on the path to college, but many are being priced out of those opportunities early on. From WGBH's Higher Ed Desk, Kurt Carapeza reports.
It's early on a Friday morning, and the Jeremiah Burke Bulldogs are practicing baseball at Boston's Ronan Park, overlooking the gleaming Dorchester Bay. Players shag fly balls and snag grounders, and then they warm up their arms.
Catch it, Wayne.
Bulldogs baseball is free, and it's one of the few opportunities catcher Jazari Jones can afford.
When the camps come up, and it's kind of like stopping you because they're like almost like $600 and almost $1,000 to get in.
Standing on the sidelines, Jazari's dad, Raymond, says his son would like to play college sports, but he worries the cost of expensive sports programs has set him back.
Financially, we just couldn't afford it. So it was like he didn't really start playing until he got to high school. So the exposure isn't really there. And it's really frustrating, especially when your kid really, really wants to play and he has the talent to play.
Students like Jazari are increasingly getting priced out of specialized camps and pay-to-play programs, which require families to pay user fees so their kids can participate. And that doesn't come without consequences, says Harvard professor Robert Putnam.
The number of working class kids or kids in poverty who are taking part in school-related extracurricular activities is declining.
In his book, Our Kids, the American Dream in Crisis, Putnam finds since 1983, America's wealthiest families have increased spending on their children by 75%. That's compared to a 22% drop at the bottom of the income scale. As a result, Putnam says fewer poor kids are getting the advantages that come with playing extracurricular sports.
From cradle to PhD, there are these growing gaps.
How does participation in high school sports relate to college access?
We know that taking part in extracurricular activities builds soft skills. That is, kids learn in those activities. They learn the skills of teamwork. They learn grit, what my mom would have called gumption or stick-to-itiveness.
To help more students gain access to college, a local nonprofit, the Cannonball Foundation, is working with high school players and their coaches to get them the mentoring they need to get into college and play sports there.
I think you guys as coaches being advocates for those kids and just making sure that they're aware of the opportunity.
That's Boston College baseball coach Greg Sullivan speaking to high school coaches on a two-day bus tour organized by the foundation. Right now, Sullivan admits his scouts tend to go to private showcases, so they're missing an entire population of low-income students.
Sometimes families can't get in the car and spend the weekend down at Diamond Nation, so they're stuck playing American Legion baseball. They're very limited to their opportunities.
After meeting with Sullivan, the coaches leave BC and board a bus bound for other elite colleges. Sitting in the back is Paul Duhame, head coach of the Jeremiah Burke Bulldogs. He wants his players to get the college advantage.
If they can get their foot in the door and shut their mouth and listen to the teacher and do their work and do the right thing, you know, they can get out of the hood.
Duhame says each season he tries to teach his players life skills through baseball, delivering passionate pep talks.
What I do at Burke High School is motivation. Motivation, motivation, motivation. There are times where I'm not working on a baseball situation, I'm working on a lifestyle situation.
On the field, catcher Jazari Jones says he's learned skills that he couldn't learn in the classroom.
I think it was a year back, I failed off the team my second time playing. I could have still played, but coach didn't let me. And now, like, hustling on the field and made me hustle in the classroom, and it just made me, like, get my stuff up and work harder.
Jazari hopes his hard work pays off. Next fall, he expects to be the first in his family to go to college. Kurt Carapeza, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Our higher education reports are a collaboration with the Forum for the Future of Higher Education and made possible with support from Lumina Foundation, the Davis Educational Foundation, and TIAA Cref Financial Services, a global financial company.